What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Anime Boys Podcast. Oh, my God. There's a trio here right now in this apartment.
Indeed.
Has not been together for probably about 6 to 7
we
months.
We have Mitchell's secret relationship to blame for that.
I mean, it's, you know.
And Reed's busyness.
Well, pause. Sorry to be out here working.
Reed, okay, hold on. Really quick.
Somebody said you didn't have to be sorry about that.
We haven't.
But somebody hiding a relationship and ducking his boys. Yes, you should explain that, motherfucker.
All right, so we're the clip.
I mean, I got one and I still made time for this bitch.
Let's talk.
I still made time for this bitch.
Let me say
something. I'm busy and I've been here ready for some
time. So let me say something. So
people making time, not lactating over here.
You know, I'm over here recording Chris Garza from Suicide Silence and ready
to. So share your breast milk, lady, and let us in on
what happened. Hit the
preach. Reed has been very, very. Very busy. Ooh. I will say that. Ray has been working hard.
Get the preaching.
Rose has been working hard. And I've been going through some shit, dog. Depression's a weird fucking thing.
That's true.
Man.
I can say that.
A
you know,
weird
I went through it last year.
Thing, man.
Like, I went through the shits last year.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to preface this. Like, everyone deals with it in a weird way. I will have a whole breakdown of it another day.
No, that's
day.
Facts. That's
but
facts.
I will say this, and I'm going to preface for all the anime boys
but
out
don't
there.
Mean you can't talk about anime in a microphone.
Take care of. Treat yourself right.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself right.
Treat yourself, then treat yourself
don't,
right.
Don't be too hard on yourself. But yeah, like I said, it's been weird. Us boys together haven't been together in a long time. But
yeah.
Me, Abe, and Jay have gotten together. They've been talking a lot of shit, a lot of anime, a lot of fucking shit. We've been doing it. But like
yeah,
I said, this trio has
he was
not
kicking
been
it with
together.
His real friends. That's
yeah,
all.
His oh, his homies
with his real friends.
Yeah, right.
But I'm so glad to be here with you boys.
Like,
I love all of you.
It's
you
just
guys
so hard
are,
sitting down
some,
with the blacks. God
the
damn.
Blacks.
Just
the blacks
so fucking,
beat
you know,
the
they
blacks.
just grind my gears. It's so hard sitting down with the fucking blacks. I need to go sit down with people more lighthearted.
Yeah, all they do is
that's
smoke
that's
weed.
What time it really
watch
is.
Anime, talk
all you
shit.
Anime boys and girls out there, that's what time it is.
All right.
He's up here like Biden throwing $13 billion to other people and saying fuck Americans with the gas price.
Welcome back
to the Anime Boys Podcast, boys. Like I said, thank you guys for checking it out every week. You guys are awesome. We got a lot
fire?
To fucking talk about.
I got that fire.
Let's go down the line really quick. Reed, you've been really busy. You've been recording a lot.
Oh
what the
God.
Fuck has been up? What has been going on?
So, an artist I work with, Lil Browse. Shout out Browsers.
You've been working heavy with Lil Browse.
So basically, I've been having to work with him because basically we got an offer for doing a Comedy Central soundtrack for a upcoming. Comedy Central special, so that's going to be really cool. I don't want to give away too much information, but there's a lot of cool special guests on the record. It's going to be awesome.
You know, I will say that, though. Anytime, like, I've been out a lot, and I've been seeing people, like, where the fuck's Reed at? I'm like, I know he's doing a Comedy Central thing. Like, I know you are. Like, I know you've been doing it.
Yeah.
So I tell people that. I'm like, he's doing his thing. Like, he's doing
it. No, I've been busy as hell.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I literally am tired as fuck. Like,
yeah.
I genuinely had, like, 3 different things to do today.
Yeah.
Then I laid on the floor for about 5 minutes. Then started this podcast.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you were in the middle of a session.
He's so busy. His feet looks like he's been walking from fucking Nazareth, dog.
I've been walking
like
Sandashy.
Jesus Christ.
I've been walking all up and down Mama's pussies in Nazareth, and it just ended up here. But the point is, you know, I've been busy as shit, and like, I've just had a lot of shit to do. Like, I feel like I'm fucking dying. But I know that in the next, like, week or two, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
Things are kind of slowing down.
Everything always pays off at the end. Everything always pays off.
Plus, I got my homegirl, who's half a special guest without a microphone.
Without a microphone.
Young Nature, Denisa.
What was your name one more time? I'm so sorry.
I can never say it right because my mouth is weird.
Denisa.
Nisa.
I
call
her Neza. In the front of it.
I call her Neza because for some reason, Nisa is weird. Like, it's a weird word for me.
Yeah.
So I just call her Neza.
No, but... But yeah, you've been busy. But you're doing it though. I love it. You know, just like keeping up with you, Rose.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? How's life?
Trying to fucking. You know, I've been hanging there like 2 titties, trying to stay perky, dog.
Man, I've never felt something so hard. I've never felt
That's
something
a great
so hard. It hit me different, nigga. I felt that. I'm just trying to hang.
Yeah, no, but we're all hanging in there. Like I said, I'm
just hanging in.
I text you boys every once in a while.
Wait,
and like I said, I feel.
What day?
Read.
Yeah, what a fucking day, dog. Mitchell is such a fucking liar, dog. Oh my God.
So I'll be texting you guys.
He's the
day?
Biggest fucking Capilli artist on Capilli Records.
Which day?
I fucking know.
Which
actually,
day?
You know what's funny? Rose actually did call me out the other day. He called me while I was at
Rose
work.
Rose called you out every day.
Rose called me. I was at work. I was at work. Then I said, I can't talk right now. I'm at work, right? Reed will see, Rose won't do this, but Reed will continually call me until I'm like, all right, I got to fucking step out.
Because I'm like,
I got to step out.
Because sometimes it's fucking real.
Yeah, Reed
sometimes it's real. Sometimes a new Street Fighter's
now,
coming out.
Reed will continuously call me, right? But now that day, Rose did not. He didn't reply.
I'm not the ex-girlfriend.
Because,
all right,
prime
hours.
Example. When you call this motherfucker, he'll be like, come on, dog. I'm in like fucking work. What's going on? You're going to get me in trouble. So I'm like, all right. I go bust your fucking balls. So, you grown ass man. Keep your fucking word.
Keep your word.
But okay, that day, right? I had a really rough day at the job I'm at.
Yeah, yeah.
I go out drinking.
You'll be having days. I'll be
I go out drinking. No, Rose sees that on Instagram.
He loves to go with his work friends. He loves
his
wife
friends. And then the next morning, I get a fucking text. And Rose goes, you fucking out drinking?
Yeah.
Fucking call me back. Yeah. And I'm like, I was like, fuck it. All right, you're right. I fucked up. Yeah. I did what I did. And now
I didn't bust your balls when you went hiding with fucking Goldilocks in the goddamn woods.
Right. I would also like to point out that Rose is out here living because I saw his Instagram the other day. I'll tell you about this.
Oh my god!
That shit was a good fucking
really
time.
Really quick.
Rose drunk.
Let me.
He on rollerblades.
Let me.
Nah, nigga. We was at a 70 themed skate party, dog.
All I see is a cup in this thing.
Oh yeah, you know I had my cup. I was like, because they were like, we got drinks. I said, well, hot damn, hold on.
Let me preface this really quick. So Rose
is playing and shit.
You've been dating the same girl for a while, right?
Yeah, we're going on 2 years now.
But I love seeing his Instagram. They're always fucking out somewhere. On the weekends, they're going here, they're going there.
Yeah, I'm just
dying
in my
house.
Rose is out here living, man.
Yeah, and I love that. I love seeing that.
That's all by choice on both accounts.
Pause.
On both accounts.
By choice because I'm a money slut. I love money. I'm sorry.
And
I have one wife and her name is
doing
money.
That, he's like, I don't know what the fuck I should do, Reed.
No, I go to sleep. House, that's dog. What the fuck I do. Or if I play the Switch and I'm mentally decompressed a little bit.
Let's get into that. So, what's been going on in anime?
Let's get it on.
Okay, so let's first.
Okay,
the things that we're gonna talk about. We're talking about gaming. We're talking about Dragon Ball Super. We're talking about One Piece. We're talking about Jujutsu Kaisen, Attack on Titan. We're talking about a lot of shit, right? Let's start with gaming really quick, right? I know Rose didn't want me to bring this up really quick.
We bought the gloves today.
Let's talk about Pokemon.
We bought the gloves today.
So Pokemon.
We bought the gloves today.
Bogus ass fucking.
We bought the gloves today.
So. Last time that me and Reed talked about Arceus, though, Reed called me. I was in an airport and I was drinking. Reed's like, did you fucking see Arceus? Did you see this shit? And I was like, I kind of did. I'm fucking chugging them. And Reed's just going the fuck off.
Yes, because it's.
But go ahead. Yeah, what were we going to say?
So here's the kicker, right? Okay, Reed's going off.
You want to go?
No, no. Yeah, because you know, after you say what you were saying, it's not even fucking matter. So look, Reed's going off. He's yapping about fucking Arceus and shit, about how dope it is, right? And then we have a real fucking conversation about the breakdown of this shit, right?
Let's go.
And then he was like, no. Oh, okay. All right.
Because Reed
does.
He comes off strong, but then he doesn't get the actual.
And then he was like, okay, that does make. I mean, that would be an awesome game. I'm like, just stop baby dicking us, bro. Mm-hmm. It's like, give us the whole fucking shebang.
Wait.
We've been playing Red and Blue technically for like fucking 25 years.
For
20 years, dog. You have
stop,
all right. How stop, many games did we get with that bullshit ass top down view? For how long? Just recently, in the last few years, we got like fucking third person type style.
Wasn't the last game like that?
And then it was so weird. You're fighting like giant Pokemon. I'm like, we're fighting giant Pokemon. Like, all right, bro.
I'm sorry.
I don't know
Pokemon
when this
fans.
Shit happened, but all right.
I know y'all are hearing this.
You know, so
laughing.
With Arceus, I feel like Reed is just ecstatic that you could actually ride a Pokemon for the first time.
Yeah.
Which was like why I said,
I'm sorry, Pokemon fans, with the big fucking balloon
Pokemon that you're fighting.
Yeah.
And you can't even ride these motherfuckers. He's like, but. And I'm like, you always got some excuse for why they're lacking. And then we see a trailer, right?
Yeah.
For this Violet shit.
I remember
he was like,
that's
the one we want. I'm like, exactly. So why are you even talking about Arceus when Arceus is like, They played you pretty much.
Yeah.
They dumbed down what was finna drop in December and gave y'all that shit. Like, they gave you the same game a year later, but just with everything that you was asking
for. Yeah.
Only thing that's the question is, can you start the game off online with your friends out the gate? Because I'm just waiting for the time where, just like you've seen Ash and other Pokemon trainers link up with their friends and lead to make an exodus.
Yeah.
It felt like a real fucking adventure, whether it was solo or group done. You they give you that story every fucking time, but you have yet to really experience it. That's my whole beast.
Okay, so outside Pokemon, why is Arceus
played Arceus?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Nozomander's actually turned the game on. And
I'm sorry, I don't want to dirty fucking Jigglypuff.
Someone that's turned the game on and actually played
it before. Let me say this.
Talk about those 40 Arceus. Talk about those Pokemon 40. Pokemon Arceus
has its
talk about
its
those
ups,
40 Pokemon you had to catch down. For that bullshit ass Pokedex that
now,
you're
hold on,
building.
Hold on, hold on. Arceus has its ups.
Yeah.
Arceus has its downs.
Huge downs.
Hold on. What they said, because these niggas didn't lie to you, these niggas said, this game is not going to be, this is a story-based game. That they said that now. They said we're trying to add to the lore.
It's always been a fucking story-based game.
But no. They said we're going to focus on single player specifically for this game. That is what they said.
Which is why when you said, are you buying it, Rose? I said, fuck no.
Hold on. Let me get through it. And then you can respond. So here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this. They had said this is going to be focused on single player and like solo, you know, gameplay. So we said, okay. They said it's going to be focused on more of the collection side. They said this. That was the preface. They said they said Pokemon Snap was about taking pictures of the motherfuckers. You ain't catch one Pokemon Snap.
You just could take photos.
Okay?
Yeah.
But if the shit worked. So chill.
It, but
it was awesome. So Pokemon Snap was awesome. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was awesome both times. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Arceus comes out. And yes, the engine is basically what we've always wanted, minus a few things. But I have a reason why it shouldn't have happened yet as a multiplayer thing. There's one reason. And there's one reason because you have to remember, even though you've been playing Red and Blue for 25 years over here.
No one else. They've been playing.
X and Y exist. Black and white exists. Sapphire Ruby
They're the
exists.
Same fucking
not,
game with the top-down view.
They're not.
They're
they
the same game
features,
with the top-down view.
But they're not. But
there
not,
might be different
not,
features
not,
between the Pokemon.
They're not, they're the same
but
engine.
Essentially, the story is the fucking same. You're
no,
still
it's
playing.
Not.
You're playing. Okay. Was you it's playing not. Multiplayer on those?
What's the story of Black and White?
Were you playing multiplayer on those?
Yes.
You were. So you were able to literally
no,
be with
no,
your
no,
friend.
No,
okay, then. So what the fuck are you
but
talking
pause,
about?
Pause. Hold on. Hold on. Here's my thing. What's Black and White about? Oh, you don't know.
I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. So hold on 1 second. Red and Blue is not even the story of Ash. People get that confused.
About
the
red.
Show has
about
nothing
red.
To do with the game. The game red. Has its own lore, and the manga
yeah.
has its
yep.
own lore.
Yep.
They are all separated.
Which I do want to get into.
Yes.
Yeah, like
so
into, yeah.
Red and the mangas. Whew,
yeah, but, I know. I know
and
yeah.
some of the animes are crazy too. But Red, right, is the original champion. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, AZ is still the original champion in the old days.
I thought Red. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
There's... AZ is like the champion of old, like
okay.
ancient days.
Yeah, yeah.
Red is like the more
the
modern
more
champion.
Modern. Yeah, yeah.
But essentially, we were following Red.
Yeah.
Gold and silver are people. Every color is a person.
You know what's funny? I had gold and silver. I bought both of those motherfuckers.
Great
they
games.
Were literally
great
red
games.
And blue
great
with
games.
Different fucking Pokemon.
And the
it was the same
no, no, no.
fucking story.
No, no, no.
It said, hey,
no, it wasn't.
You're going to start here.
No, it wasn't.
You're going to catch
no,
a Pokemon
no,
and then
no,
you're going to get
no,
your
no,
badges.
So wait, you want Arceus to have
no,
a whole different story.
Before we skip
it. My beef isn't the story, dog. It's the fact that the experience that they have been replicating is the same shit.
Nope.
It's
that's
the
because
same
you don't like
shit,
to read,
bro.
It's okay.
It's the same shit.
It's because you don't like
I'm
to read.
I'm just like, all right, dog.
It's because you
how
don't
come
like to
when
read,
I'm playing those games, yeah. I get attacked by two NPC, but
no,
I can't be with my friend
yeah.
in the forest,
so
catch
you
a Pokemon,
to, you,
doing shit. I just want the real
want
Pokemon
it, you,
experience, dog.
Okay.
That's it. Not this drummed down shit that they're
no,
giving
you just
us.
Want it, so pause. The other Pokemons have different stories. The story for Gold and Silver is about catching Lugia. It's about the unknown.
No,
it's about
yeah.
the caves, the ruins,
yeah.
all the games
didn't
you can play.
Didn't we have caves
this...
in the first one? And
no,
weren't we catching legendaries
yeah.
in the
yeah.
first one?
Caves.
We were
nah,
looking for
we
Zapdos.
It wasn't
we were
that.
Looking for all... Bro,
Zapdos
did
was
we
not,
not go into caves?
Where was Zapdos? You don't even know where Zapdos is.
Zapdos
what,
was
in no
outside,
cave?
Dodo Bird.
No, he wasn't. Zapdos was in the power plant.
He was in the power plant.
Outside,
he was in the power
nigga.
Plant. He was in the power
he
plant.
He was inside. He's in a building.
The power plant. He wasn't in the cave, was he?
No.
Okay, then. He was outside.
No, he was inside a building.
You didn't get Mew or Mewtwo until you went back to there inside. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know,
you
like,
no, Mewtwo was in the at the cave at the end.
Yeah.
It was like the shortest
no, cave.
Ever.
Yeah, he was in the cave.
There,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
there was two caves. There's caves in every region of America,
yeah.
of
okay.
the world.
But continue, continue.
But so hear me
saying.
Out.
Yeah.
The story for Black and White is completely different, and the story for X and Y is completely different. Yeah. There's Rayquaza. There's added legendaries. There's things like the Dream World. There's a whole other world that you didn't get the ticket for because you weren't a big enough fan to go get the ticket.
Yeah,
and
I
get
didn't
want to
watch
the
top
Dream
down bullshit again. I didn't want to watch
bro,
NES
you go fight Deoxys. That's one of the craziest experiences I've ever had in my entire life. When I get on that boat and I go went to the dream world and there's all these crazy fucking high level shiny Pokemon and Dragonites and shit running around. And you hit Deoxys and he's like, I am God. And you're like, what? Did you go to space yet? No, I didn't think so.
You know how much funner that would have been with your friends, though?
I get what he's saying.
But that's all I'm saying. He's talking about solo.
We're getting there. Here's the reason.
How many years has it been, though? You're saying we're getting there. Like, how many years?
But let me explain why. Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing you have to understand. Pokemon
talk
right
about
now.
Scaling, but we had USB connections to do battles
Pokemon,
on Game Boys.
Yeah, but it didn't work competitively. Here's the problem.
All right, bro.
Pokemon Red and Blue is broken competitively, and everybody would have the same team, and it's a very boring game to play because there's no variation in typing and stuff like that. That's why fairy typing was added. That's why typings have been changed and added and tweaked because they need to make sure that the balancing of the fighting is fair so multiple teams of Pokemon can even be competitive. So not everybody has the same six fucking Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
So the whole thing is
six fucking dragons.
When you run a battle engine that's built off of shared EXP, that it has skill sharing, but then wait, if you actually play the game, you learn. Remember back in the day, your Pokemon could only have four moves? Now, you don't delete moves anymore. Yeah. You can change them at any fucking time.
Oh, so they finally did something like, can we just swap
right.
them out?
But here's
just
the problem.
Bullshitting?
Now, it's completely fucking off the rails, unbalanced. So I think this is a huge-ass balance test before they go competitive, because competitive is a huge thing in Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot destroy competitive, because you will lose the market. There's a huge competitive market.
He's saying destroy the market. But y'all still been playing the same damn game.
Because it's competitive. The fun isn't necessarily in the story. The story's tight.
You're talking about how we just got to change it out.
No, we did. But I'm saying, you can always change your moves because you can decide which moves you were going to have. If you've been playing competitively, you know what the Pokemon can do. Yeah. You know the levels they evolve at. You know their EVs and IVs. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. What I'm saying is, realistically, the fun for those people is not even the fucking story. You get new Pokemon with new stats, and you get to play with those and raise those and battle. That's the fun. So you cannot fuck with the integrity of the battle system, because half of the people will stop playing the game. So you have to make sure that that works. That cannot be broken. And when you change the game that much and you make it as to where it's team playing and shit like that, essentially everybody's Pokemon level up super fast because of the team share, because people are leveling each other the fuck up, and then no competitive happens, essentially. You break the whole game and the system and the whole community. They cannot do that. Like, they can't. Arceus is a balance test. I firmly believe they wanted to test, can we do a 3D model and kids still understand it? Because the whole
game is for kids, at the end of the day.
But it's for everybody. But the thing is, Nintendo is a company that claims they want to do games for everybody. That's why they're destroying Smash Brothers, because it's a community that's competitive.
It's
and
really
the problem
bad.
Is, it's so competitive that Nintendo's pissed, so they're trying to shut down tournaments and shit. So realistically, Arceus is a balance test. What they're trying to figure out is, can we do this thing where we don't delete moves? Is that cool?
Yeah.
What are the typings going to work as? Is the EXP thing going to work? They can actually test and get back information. Because I realized something when they did the last Smash Brothers direct.
Yeah.
They had a lot of info on us.
What do you mean? Like, they knew?
They knew how many. They said across the world there have been this many kills in Smash Brothers.
Ooh, that's data.
They're starting to take
data
off the Switch, but we can't see that information.
Actually looking at the data, not just being like, "All right, let's give them
so
Arceus a green. Let's
is
give
how
them
they set the relay
game to play
yeah.
on
they
Pokemon.
Gave everybody the balance test. That's the best balance test in the world.
Yeah.
You put out a single player game with all the elements.
Well, you
got to
catch 30 fucking Jigglypuffs in order for you to move past some things, because the other thing Reed
now
didn't want
to
say.
Now
Reed,
let's
the
get
other
to the
shit
doubts.
That Reed is
let's
like,
get to
what
the
talking
doubts.
About.
Yeah, let's
the
get to
doubts.
The doubts.
That's what we want to hear.
So
the
play the game. Here's the downside.
You're forced to deal with
the
story.
The story is actually
forced to deal with the Pokedex.
I'm not going
to
lie. I just beat it. I'm not going to spoil, but there is a boss battle that just happened that, like, I enjoyed.
In Arceus.
I can't lie. I enjoyed the fuck out that last boss battle, and it will make you pee your pants if you do not expect it.
Yeah.
There's some battles in there that are tight. I won't lie. The battling that's in there is really weak, and there's not a lot of incentive to battle, because, like, pretty much the only battling is random encounters with their Team Rocket, which is, like, three people, and then which is stupid. And then, like, the other problem is the other battles are at the dojo. So it's like you're, like, calling people to come battle, and they have, like, three Pokemon, and it's, like, because realize it's old times.
Yeah.
So they made it so, like, nobody has, like, the whole team of Pokemon. Like,
yeah.
So you're only fighting like two Pokemon, because that's all you can control technically according to the history.
Yeah.
But the cool parts are the exploration stuff like that. It's just the downside is, you know, the whole point is to build the Pokedex, and they wanted to make this game very long. You could definitely tell they made this to be the buffer between Violet, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So how do you feel about those games coming out now? Like,
oh, dude,
like,
I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, they're excited. Because, yeah, I mean, his thing, Generation 9, right? We're on 9 now, packs, I think. Right?
Gen 9, I'm Gen 9, yeah. I know what I'm going for, the duck.
Expansion packs build out the game. They flush out more parts of the world.
I don't like the update.
So,
I don't like the update.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, initially you can give us stat, but then it's like,
the update
expansion
changed.
Pack of a new island that needs to be discovered.
Paul, so let me say
or
this.
Expansion pack of a new fucking...
Let me say this. The update was trash. The update was trash, but let me say why. The update was trash because it was like, Arceus is kind of cool. That's what I'll say. It's not the greatest game in the world. It's not the most fun thing in the world. But
that's
then people
like,
found ways... But then
it.
People found ways... Because streamers were like, how the fuck do we stream this? And then they found ways to do it, and they found ways to make it fun, and they like kind of built their own fun. And I feel like the update like catered to the fun we made and not to the fun they made. Does that make sense? Like it makes it easier to shiny hunt, but like unless you're really that deep into Pokemon, nobody gives a fuck. Like shinies are hard to find, and I don't want to reset my game 315 times to find one. So, which is literally like the odds are 1 to 315. So you have to reset your game. Like you save when you find a Pokemon, then you turn the game off and turn it back on, and check and see if it's shiny. If not, you turn it back off and you turn it back on.
Yeah.
So you can do this up to 315 times until you see a single shiny.
Yeah.
And people are having races where they have to catch the whole Pokedex shiny and shit like that. They made their fun. The massive outbreaks make it so that it's easier to plan because they'll have whole hordes of them. So it's like way easier to catch shinies. But like, we made that. Like, made the game tighter. That's the thing. I do want the internet connectivity. Yes. Of course, I want it to be the future.
And it's
I also want lightsabers. I also want hoverboards. I also want to have instant blow jobs every time I snap my fingers. But it does not happen. One day it will. But right now, we're trying to balance it out.
Balance it out.
That's it.
I feel you on that one. I get you. Like, it's just like... I get where he's coming from because you're like, yo, I want this now. But that's what Pokemon Go was.
Sorry, bro.
Right?
We're playing shit like PS5 and Xbox One, bro.
But that's not what the Switch is. It's never what Nintendo's been built for.
But Nintendo's been not. That's not what their core thing is about.
Aren't they porting over PS5 and Xbox
One? No, they're doing certain games because they make sense.
Wait a minute, dog. Wait a fucking minute. Witcher 3 is on the Switch. Shut the fuck up with it's not like, no. They have full blown games that have large,
yeah, but I think Pokemon, but okay.
Large worlds. So
but they only did that to show off. It was just
but I think Pokemon as a brand,
that,
Pokemon
at the
as
same
a brand,
it doesn't negate that the game console, which you two fucks just said,
it can do
capable.
Things, but it's not.
It can. So,
I get
but
you
just
on
because
that.
It can, should fucks, it? Because people like you,
but just because it
and
can,
people like
it?
You are cool with the bullshit.
But just because it can, should it?
All right. So
Nintendo's job is to make accessible games.
Let's talk about the bullshit.
$250 to buy this.
They even put fucking Mortal Kombat. Combat over there, dog.
Yeah, so we can play it at least. It's not the greatest, but it's so we can play it. Look, the whole point is so people in Indonesia can take this thing with them and still have the same experience as a kid in America.
Yeah.
It is not all about just one person. It's about unity. PS5 is for nerds. Xbox is for nerds. PC is for super nerds. You know what it is. PC, it's like, yeah, I want to tweak my specs until it's perfect. And cool. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. But Nintendo's not for that. It is literally supposed to be so a kid in Japan who has no money can afford to play all the games.
I get what he's saying about the like the connectivity, like the.
It's an experience for us all, so I can play with some.
I will say that
in Indonesia.
What the fuck does that have to do with them flushing out a real fucking game?
Balancing, so everybody can enjoy it.
Now let's talk about some other bullshit, right? I feel like Reed can also maybe jump in this. I don't know how far you're in this. Dragon Ball Super, right?
So I'm a little behind.
So Dragon Ball Super Superheroes, right? So we talked about
We have talked.
Talked about it, but let's give you an update, Reed. Me and Rose have gone about this off podcast a lot.
Okay.
So Dragon Ball Super Superheroes, right? We talked about the trailer came out.
Fucking trash.
Animation looks really bad.
Yeah.
It looks really bad.
Wait, is it a new trailer?
There's a bunch of new trailers, right?
I saw the original trailer.
So just in general, the trailer looks bad. The trailer looks bad. Like, the animation looks
Reed
very...
was saying that shit looks so dope. And I was it looks horrendous. He was like, it's a Dragon Ball Z movie. I'm like, I could care less...
It looks like bad.
No, so now roll with me on this, right?
Tsunami.
So Toei Animation, right, who animates Dragon Ball Super and Dragon Ball the franchise, right? They came out the other day, they're like, okay, cool, a lot of our animes are going on hiatus because we got hacked, right? And they're pushing the movie back.
They got hacked?
They got hacked, right?
Who has it? Wait,
see,
hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
Anime Boys podcast,
now,
call out, I will pay.
Now, no, wait. Okay, here you go. So Toei Animation comes out, it's like, okay, we got hacked, we're pushing all the shit back, right? In my mind, I'm like, okay, cool. If you got hacked, where's the fucking movie?
Where's the files?
Where's the files at? I haven't seen anyone on the internet be like, I have it, yeah, I have it.
But you're not deep web enough. Let me
no,
let
dog. Me no, no. If it, but
if this is the same motherfucker that said he was going to send a Jujutsu Kaisen Zero file. I can find it if you want.
But no. It's not on the internet. It's not. So I'm saying, okay, they got hacked, right? But then they come out and they're like, okay, cool. We're going to push the movie back. We're going to work on, they're like, we're going to work on some of the animation. I'm like, you're going to work on some of the animation? What the fuck were you going to give us in a couple months, right?
Well, they were still working.
No, it
that
was already.
Shit that looked worse than Kakarot. That's what I'm saying.
So it looks like that. But okay, now let's talk about, okay, so I've been going back a lot. I've been watching a lot of like just Dragon Ball Z. I even watched the Broly movie again, the new one that came out. That animation did not look bad. That did not look bad.
Was it bad
compared to what we're gonna see? And like, I hope you guys are watching the trailer as we talk about it.
Yeah.
It looks so bad. I don't know how they can put that out in the entire movie, and it like they expect that now. Storyline wise, I don't know if I've read a little bit. They haven't dropped a lot. I don't like how, like I said, they're going back to the Red Ribbon Army. I've heard there's Cell's going to be the final
what?
Boss.
What, you don't like Red Ribbon?
Dude, okay. I had
how
to really.
How many times we going to see
that's
these?
That's what I'm saying.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Man.
See, that's but Regis now, but, fanboys out
but,
over everything. But, okay. And those logic out of
so,
the fucking window.
Last time we have Red Ribbon Army?
They've been decimated. How many fucking times?
How many fucking times?
No. Think about this. Since you know every fucking thing about it.
Every day.
Okay, motherfucker. They get they get blown away every day. Cell did what?
He's dead.
No, but what did he do to the fucking army?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So what the fuck are you talking about? Dr. Jerome is gone. There's no remnant. No. Shut that shit up. How are they going to rebuild him? And he is the sole essence of why they even
Frieza?
Brought it back.
But that's the thing that people don't like, though.
The thing. Frieza is an alien that's connected to other motherfucking aliens.
Yeah, but there's a dragon.
So
anything's possible.
Bro, who the fuck gonna wish them back?
Listen to yourself. But that's what I'm saying. A lot of the community is like, okay,
knock it off. Every time. Okay, you've been watching Super. Who outside of the fucking Saiyans is collecting the goddamn thing? Even on the Broly movie, what you had?
The Red Ribbon Army.
You had a couple remnants of them niggas, and they was no match for the current Saiyans.
But they
were around
dragon,
so like,
a couple of dragon wishes, and I don't know about.
Knock it
so,
off,
no,
dog.
But okay,
you
so, but a lot of the reason why people are like upset because like okay, in Super in general, they just keep on rehashing all this shit, right?
Yeah.
Like Frieza came back. They brought back the androids. They brought back Boo.
There's a new
thing
though. There is a new
arc. But yeah, there's a new arc, but they're not doing that yet. Yeah. They're coming out with this.
That's the next season.
They haven't announced yet. Nothing's been announced.
They haven't announced yet.
So the Red Ribbon Army is the new villain. The only thing that looks like redeeming in this movie is that they're going to give Gohan finally. Because in Super Dog, I've been watching old clips.
Yeah.
It pisses me off so much. I'm like,
Gohan's always. I mean,
it makes me so mad because he was a pussy. He was a bitch in fucking the Resurrection.
He was like lined up to be the most powerful Saiyan.
GT was cool, but fuck.
They didn't do him justice either. It was just he's just great Saiyan, man. Fucking joke.
Yeah.
But so I'm saying, in this new movie, it looks like he's going to get a new form. Piccolo's getting a new form. I feel like that's
is that canon, though?
And here's the thing.
These movies will be canon. They have. They've already said. They've already said
if he's getting a new one, then why haven't we seen that in Super? That's why I'm like, how is it canon? Because Super is already leading.
So you're talking.
Wait.
I get what he's saying, though.
Exactly. I'm like, if you actually follow when
I do.
That makes entirely no fucking sense at all. Because if Gohan got a new mold, why did we not see that in the Tournament of Fucking Power?
Because this is after. This is after. This is after.
This is after. Past that.
This is after. This is new.
No.
The Tournament of Power. Yes. The storyline. It's going to be after. Dog.
Because
Pan is older in the movie.
Yes, Pan.
Pan is older.
Okay. Then why in the manga nobody's talking about that shit? You know what
they
we're talking about? No.
Give me that one. No, he's right.
Because you don't even fucking know. You shut your ass up.
He's right.
You shut your ass up.
He's right.
Because you don't even know that Goku completed fucking Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, I do.
And Vegeta is on
all. When did he do it?
I don't know what he did, but I did hear about the Ultra Instinct thing. I heard about him completing it.
Oh my god, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know everything, but I look at
And the story focus isn't even anywhere touching Gohan's new transformation.
Wasn't it on that one?
No, dog, it wasn't.
No, I didn't. No, there's a new guy. Isn't there the new villain?
That's, but we're talking about Gohan. Where are you at, dog? Where are you at?
We're talking about Gohan.
Okay, then.
Is would it be in between that? It's before this, but after the Tournament of Power. That's what they always do.
That's what,
bro. In the manga, it's after the Tournament of Power.
Well, they could do. Okay, so they could do what they're doing, like what they're possibly saying.
So then, why wouldn't they talk about
because,
it?
Roll me on this.
Remember, they
because,
caught up with the other movie.
Because they could be doing this, anime canon only. It's still part of everything, but it's only anime canon. It's still part of everything. It's all canon, but there's manga canon and there's anime canon.
I don't think it's, but I think it's in between.
Because he's right.
It's like anime only. Because we're anime canon. It is anime like anime only.
Okay. So yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Canon is just canon, bro.
Because he's right, though. Because in the manga, in Dragon Ball Super, we are very far ahead.
We're very far, bro.
Very far ahead.
They don't even sneeze at Gohan.
They don't even.
They don't even sneeze at that man. So I'm like, what the fuck?
They don't. They don't. They don't.
I'm just like.
Yeah, you're right.
If it's so important or it's such a revelation for this new transformation, why wasn't that in the manga?
I can explain this. Look, here's what you're not missing.
Says the dude who really has read, like somebody.
I've read some of it.
He skimmed through it.
What I'm saying is, realistically, right, every movie, if you think about it, is always in between time. It's always canon, but it's always in between two things happening.
No, because
Fukasa was between Z and Super.
Dog, it's
what do you mean?
Yes. In between? No, it's no, after fucking
Battle of Gods.
That's what I said.
In between. No, Fukasa Nuev literally is the start super, of Super, dog. It's Super. It's just like the fucking Boruto movie.
It's
the shit. So it's not in between, dog. It is literally the introduction of fucking Super.
Oh, sorry.
Super.
Let me say this right. It was
dumbass.
It was in between Z and the Tournament of Power. Does that make more sense?
No, you're trying to keep your narrative.
The Tournament of Power happens because of the movie. What are you talking about?
No, the Tournament of Power does happen because of the movie, dumbass.
No, he becomes a god in that. Fukasa was the Frieza thing.
Yes.
The Frieza thing.
Yeah, okay, so again,
let's talk.
I'm talking about the gods.
So at the end of the day,
and Tournament of Power technically is because of the. The Tournament of Power, if you go back and actually watch Super, dog, it had nothing to do Goku running his mouth. It had nothing to do with him becoming a Super Saiyan God, fucker. It happened because he ran his fucking mouth to Zeno. What you're saying is horseshit.
But that doesn't happen if Beerus doesn't get introduced.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Moving on.
So really quick,
he doesn't beat Zeno-sama if he doesn't beat Beerus. That literally does not happen. But if Beerus doesn't get introduced,
Okay, hold on, really quick.
What
breaks really quick?
That cannot happen without Beerus.
The horse brakes on right now, really quick. Hold on.
This is like your worst explanation ever.
The introduction of Super.
Yes, it's really.
The introduction of Super was Battle of Gods, right?
Right.
The Resurrection F.
That's what I just said.
No, you said in between to keep your in between. No,
and the
you
Tournament said of Power.
The only reason you shifted that is because we debunked your first.
Knock it off.
Really quick. Before we. So we move on to other animes, really quick. So I said Piccolo's getting a new form. I'm glad for that because Piccolo's been a fucking side character for fucking.
Yeah, they treat black men well.
I mean, Yamcha and the rest of the motherfuckers.
Well, whose pizza is that?
She ordered it.
Neza.
Eat it, dog. Just get some.
Why you gonna wake somebody up for some fucking pizza?
Just eat the pizza, Reed.
No, I'll do
the Reed's eating pizza. Reed, I'm turning your mic down so you can go eat some
pizza. No, I am, but
So really quick, I'm excited for that because Piccolo has been a side character for so long. I'm glad he's getting a fucking spotlight. Like I said, we're excited to see where it sits in the timeline of Super because we are far in the manga. Animation garbage, toy animation. I think the hack is bullshit because when we go to One Piece now, let's talk about One Piece. One Piece got delayed. Where we're at in the anime, before we talk about the manga, the pacing in One Piece is fucking terrible.
Terrible, dog.
God, it is so bad. If you go back past episodes, I am a One Piece fucking like.
Oh, man.
I love it so much, right? But it is really bad pacing.
This man jerks off to One Piece.
The pacing is terrible, dog, because there are a bunch of dope fights if you've been up on the manga.
Yeah. Let's talk anime only really quick. It's bad.
The pacing is just terrible, dog. Like we had like three episodes of
them damn near rehashing 8 minutes of the first fucking episode about Ice Oni. I'm like, bro, how many times
that was so bad.
Talk about this.
I can't do the pain of
how
One
many
Piece.
Fucking
too much.
Times.
Because the thing is, like, when you Sundays is when a lot of like Attack on Titan and One Piece come out. But we're using those two as examples right now, right?
Because
you watch
fucking dumpster.
Because you watch Attack on Titan, they get to the story, we're rolling, right? Then I go watch One Piece, and I'm like, I just fucking watch them pan on a character, talk about a backstory
that does not do
anything for the story.
Oh. It's so long.
I love Pedro, right? If deep One Piece fans,
man,
are listening.
I was like, why are we wasting?
Why are we wasting
8 minutes, dog?
He died. Cool.
And
I get it.
It's like. She's then the shit that got me that didn't make any fucking sense.
This
right?
is for One Piece fans.
I love this. They're trolling y'all.
Like she says, don't use that power. You know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Then they both use the fucking power.
I love this.
Then they both go into their meat.
They're trolling. They just want it to be as long as possible.
I was like, yo, dog, what are y'all doing over there?
They're trying to make it as long as
what are y'all,
possible.
Y'all are dragging this shit out. Like,
yeah, they're dragging
y'all
it back.
Dragging this shit out. Like like if that's the case, bro. Take your time with making the fight scenes as epic as you can and stop rushing that shit.
And they did that for a second.
Stop rushing that shit.
So when we got
They gave
to,
us like two episodes where it's like, yo, you guys really.
Really?
When,
it was
the
thousand,
fucking fight.
When the thousands episode came out, they really
that
did a lot.
That thousand episode was like.
It was all right. It was whatever.
For it,
was
it to
whatever.
Be a thousandth episode, I'm like, y'all could have did
that
way
shit was
better.
Hilarious.
Because, again, they still gave us X amount of rehashed shit.
Yeah.
We already knew from the last episode.
Yeah.
I get so tired of anime killing where it's like, come on, bro. We're only really getting 20 minutes of a fucking show.
Because you
take a third, more than a fucking third of this shit on, we're going to catch you back up to last. Motherfucker, everything's digital. I could go watch the last episode if I really want to fucking know everything that happened in the last episode. Keep us concurrent with what the fuck is moving next.
No, you're right. Yeah, I'll give you that.
God
now,
damn.
Now let's talk about One Piece manga, right? There was a huge power-up in the One Piece community, right? We found out that Luffy does not have the Gomu Gomu no Mi. He's not a rubber man, right, as they say. He has a mythical Zoan. What that means is that it's like a creature on his side, right? Luffy is the sun god Nika.
I told
much.
You it was coming.
You did say that there was something that was big.
Like, I don't know, dog. They're bullshitting.
So what that means is he has a god devil fruit, right? So pretty much in his power is like a toon force power. And Reed, I want to ask your opinion on this one. So you find out that he is the sun god Nika, right?
Right.
But his power is the toon force. Now what toon force means that he can do anything. You find out like, and the only way he activated it is very Ultra Instinct style where he had to almost die.
Yeah.
Luffy had to almost die during his fourth battle. His
Luffy
fourth died. Battle with
like,
Kaido.
That
was
Luffy
another
slept.
That was the thing though. People are calling this plot armor, and I think the only reason they're calling it plot armor is because he died with he fought Kaido four times
Luffy
and
got
his
KO,
ass kicked.
Really,
wait,
like,
so Luffy can do anything now?
That's the thing. So I'll get to that in a second. So
wait, explain anything.
I will. So hold on. 2 seconds. So basically, like, he died four fucking times and he just kept going. That's plot. I get what they're saying with that. But I'm also like, that's Luffy's fucking thing. That's Goku's fucking thing. And you've had that battle before.
I'm like that. I'm like, yo, like every time, like even in the Dragon
Goku
Ball Super. Yeah, he does.
He's not a bitch like Vegeta.
No, he got slept the last time.
Yeah.
And Vegeta had to give him some power, but you are.
Yeah, very true. He's right. He's right.
As two people who actually understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so who is Gas? Who's Gas? Who's Gas?
That's some deep Dragon Ball
Who's
Super.
Gas? Exactly. You have no fucking
Really quick. So basically, he got slept four times. People are like, okay, cool. Luffy's done the fourth time KO,
get his
right?
dick out your mouth.
Then he awakens his devil fruit. What a devil fruit awakening is that when you tap into your devil fruit, you're able to do whatever like your devil fruit can. You can make the world whatever it is. But you find out he doesn't have a certain devil fruit. He has the sun god Nika, mythical Zoan, blah, 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 right? But his devil fruit powers, they said in the manga translation, he has two, like he can do anything. Anything that he said.
It means his imagination.
His imagination.
Is his power, essentially.
So basically.
Whatever his imagination can
think
do.
Popeye.
What?
You think Popeye and like think Bugs Bunny, right? Bugs Bunny can pull a gun out from behind him. That's what Luffy can do now.
Prime example, right?
Yeah.
So Kaido shoots a fire blast at him. Now you remember the first time he shot one of them shits. That shit evaporated a fucking mountain.
Right.
He shot one of them motherfuckers at Luffy. Luffy grabbed the ground, turned that shit into rubber, and flicked that shit back with times two of the force. Like he had fucking like it was like seven deadly sins with the backlash attack.
I fucking love it. I love everything about it.
You know what I'm saying? Like the way he whooped out.
Let me explain
Kaido
why I love it so
like,
much.
Was ridiculous.
I might start watching One Piece now, boys. You might have got me. I think.
Let me explain why I love it.
Is it
okay,
plot armor?
He might start watching.
Yes,
but he has so 1,000 plus episodes, so he can really figure out what the fuck is going on.
But so is Saitama. Look, sometimes
we're not talking about Saitama.
I know we're not.
I get what you're saying though.
Sometimes we got to go full Looney Tunes.
So really quick,
do it.
So really quick. So with Luffy's new, they're calling it Toon Force abilities. You agree with like you're. They're calling it Toon Force.
They're calling it Toon Force.
Okay.
I love this.
Really quick.
I'm into One Piece right now.
Really quick.
I just got into it. That's
so
amazing.
Really quick.
The cap and his rap.
That shit is hard. Toon Force?
They're calling it Toon Force.
Oh my God. I'm going to start watching One Piece.
Yes.
I'm dead ass. I'm so into that. But bro, nigga, we like the Looney Tunes. I'm into
But do you not think that's kind of like.
Yes, it's plot armor, but so is Saitama. Who
you
cares?
Think that's overpowering him,
yes,
though?
Yes, that's why it's tight. Let's go. Look, I don't want to see weak ass baseball without steroids.
I about that shit when Goku shit got Ultra Instinct when he was supposed to get obliterated by Jiren.
No more.
Nobody cried about that shit.
Nobody
and
cries.
And everybody knows that's plot armor every time.
Yeah, let's go. Fuck
you. You know what I'm saying? That's like with.
So why we change it up? Let's go.
So you agree with it? Like, Luffy can now do it.
Fuck.
So, but my thing, a lot of the community, and what I like, my theory is like, okay, so his new awakened devil fruit is kind of like Ultra Instinct. Goku's gonna do it.
And One Piece got interesting.
But Goku's gonna do it. Remember when he did Ultra Instinct, and then the Broly movie, he was like, "Oh, I don't know how to fucking do that shit." He's like, "Oh, I don't remember how I did it." I think Luffy's after this battle with Kaido, if he wins or loses, he's gonna be like, "I don't know what the fuck I just did. I died.
He died. They need to keep it forever."
No, like he'll be able to keep forever. It, but he doesn't know how to tap into it.
No, he needs to tap into it every day. I want One Piece to full on Looney Tunes.
Now,
if we're going to go, let's go.
I get you.
For
but
a
I
motherfucker
think,
that just said it's going to take time, shut your ass up.
Look, if we're going to go.
No, fuck that. If you're going to say take your time, Pokemon, shut your ass up.
Yeah, but One Piece is not taking its time.
Shut your ass up.
You just talked about the pacing for 25 minutes.
Bro, we talked about the pacing of that anime. We're talking about the manga right now. Shut your ass up.
But either way, My other problem
with One Piece right now is that, like, okay, so this is happening, right? Now, Oda, who writes One Piece, is really good at foreshadowing, right? He foreshadowed this situation in the lore, the fucking, like, second season of One Piece, right? Now, everyone for years was like, fuck that season, it doesn't do anything. Now it's making sense. So now the community on, like, all these things I watched, everyone's like, oh, my God, that's the greatest season of all time. He did the great. And I'm like, no, fuck you. Where were you at when I was... Where were you at?
Where are you?
That's the same thing they did with, like, fucking Andrew Garfield with Spider-Man. Everyone's like, oh, he sucks. Throw him in No Way Home. Everyone's like, oh, my God, that's the best fucking Spider-Man I've ever seen. I'm like, where the fuck were you at in 2012 when it came out when you were talking shit? That's what I'm talking about. Like, I love all this new shit, but now everyone's like, oh, Oda talked about it for fucking 20 years ago. And I'm like, well, I was watching it whatever time, and I'm like, this is great. Everyone's talking shit about it. That's my two cents.
I mean,
Mitchell, like, you're such an indie kid about again, One Piece. You're like, I heard it first.
With
I loved that album.
I did.
No one else was listening. Where were you at the first concert?
That's what I'm saying.
In 2008, where were you at 2011 Warped Tour?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like when you think about Luffy, like, though, like, he's always been smiling.
He has,
in every fight,
he has,
even
he has.
On the brink of death.
That's why everything.
So let's go, follow.
That's why everything.
Let's
go. That's why everything makes. I hate the plot armor shit.
I was like, technically, bro. Like he was all. If you look at it, and
this is
like,
what
well,
he was supposed
you know
to do.
Joy Boy, I'm like. What have you been watching? This motherfucker was smiling on the brink of death since the beginning.
Now, are you glad that he didn't become like a reincarnation of Joy Boy? Because what Joy Boy
that clickbait had me cracking up. Yeah. Like, Luffy's essentially dead, and now it's just Joy Boy. I'm like, why would that make any motherfucking sense?
So really quick, for non-One Piece fans, Joy Boy was a...
Jesus Christ. He was somebody back in the day that had inherited the first person that had ushered in like this situation of peace.
Yeah, yeah.
And freedom.
Yeah.
He had the Nika Nika fruit.
Yeah. That's what people think. Original. So people think.
You know what I'm saying? That's the devil fruit. That's the real name of the devil fruit that Luffy
had. Nika Nika fruit.
All right, read the Nika Nika.
Really quick. Okay, I got another. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? So
here, what I'm here.
right? The thing that I'm hoping that One Piece does, like, yeah, aside from like the manga,
yeah,
is that Red ties into everything that's about to be happening after Wano.
So what he says, Red is the One Piece movie coming out. So
that's
One
the Shanks
Piece,
movie.
The Shanks movie. Oh my God. Shanks has been this like a lore character for 20 years. Like, we know who he is.
His hockey is insane.
We know what he is.
We're finally getting some about Shanks.
Yes, dog. Finally, after fucking like 30
somebody
years.
That you actually know.
Oh, he knows the name.
You actually know about this guy.
That's the one thing.
They've been jerking off about Shanks.
Non One Piece fans know who Shanks is, and like, it's funny because I'm like, oh, you don't know Shanks? Well, fucking the One Piece fans don't know who the fuck Shanks is. We know that his powers, his conquers hockey, his fucking
whatever.
They've been
showing his powers in the video games, though, which is
that. Okay, so now let's get into that really quick. So really quick, like I said, One Piece Red's coming out. It's gonna be great. It's gonna hopefully. I really would hope what One Piece does is they give us a Devil Fruit backstory. I need to know where the fuck Devil Fruits come from and how they're built. Like, we kind of know, but I want to know where they came from.
See, like,
where they're grown.
Like,
yeah,
you know, like, okay, like,
we do know a little bit about them.
There's like at least speculation between like where Nika fought the motherfucker that was like the moon.
Anel. Right. Yeah.
So
Anel is the sun god. That's Skypiea.
Like,
yeah.
About like the fucking moon and how the moon deals with the waves and water and shit like that. They kind of feel like Anel did something to the water. That's how
and
people
he
have
with,
like devil fruit. Like they have like the worst experience with that shit. Which I was like, I don't know, because I'm like, didn't Anel fucking have a devil fruit?
Yeah,
well?
That was a see
so
that,
like,
that
and oh, like, but, and that that's.
But you know what's gonna be crazy? You think you're asking that, right? You're like, oh, this Oda's gonna find a way to explain that shit,
right? But, okay. The same time, though,
and Oda's the One Piece.
If
creator.
It's like if Anel has like god like type traits, like how Nika has Toon Force type of trace, then yeah, it could have been like, you know what, anybody who falls into this shit who has a devil fruit, you're finna be fucked.
Yeah.
And that's just how it's gonna go.
I agree with that. Video game stuff with One Piece, we'll move on a little bit. They just announced an RPG today.
It looks all right.
It looks all right. I don't know if you saw the trailers for that, Reed.
But I did see the trailers for that new Dragon Ball Z thing, and I want to play it.
Which one?
The new Dragon Ball Z game that's supposed to be like a new type of game.
They've been saying that for years, though. It's always supposed to be like this new type of fucking thing.
It's like a battle royale, but it's like you're running from Cell.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
See, I'm tired of that shit. Wait, keep going back to Cell, dog. Like, I'm tired of it.
Because Goku's,
Mora could be a thing in Dragon
Goku's
Ball Super.
Favorite cum dumpster loves the nostalgia.
Yeah.
You know, he just loves the nostalgia.
It's a new type of game. It's a new thing.
I gotta pee really quick. Y'all continue. Whatever y'all want to talk about. Y'all continue on that one. Moving on from One Piece.
Oh, man. We've been on the podcast so long.
Moving on from One
Piece. Jesus Christ. But at least in the Boruto manga, dope shit is going down. While in the anime, it feels like that shit is drowning.
Please catch me on my board. I'm actually a little behind on it myself because
you're not missing shit where we're at. I mean, if you haven't caught up to when like Kawaki's doing his thing, are you there at the Ishiki fight at least?
No, I'm like right before that shit.
Okay, the Ishiki fight is gonna be while you're like, oh man, about time, yes. Yeah. And then after that, you're gonna be like, oh, okay, y'all let me down.
Yeah,
oh, y'all let me down. What the fuck is this?
Cool. There's always a couple.
A couple, dog. This shit is like y'all are really dragging out. Because in the manga right now,
what is up with pacing in anime lately? Like, it feels like it's getting slower.
It's definitely getting worse.
I'm realizing we're saying this a lot. Like, the pacing of anime is not getting better.
Bro, if it's too close to the manga,
you know what I think it is? It's the pressure of the time constraints, because it's like before they had so much time.
But at the same time, like, One Piece is a fucking weekly anime.
Yeah, exactly.
Boruto is taking a fucking month.
But it used to take months.
Story.
But it used to take months. You know what I mean? Like, it used to take months for this shit to drop. I feel like the pacing in anime is getting bad because of the time constraints. I honestly feel like if we went back to... Because remember when we were just lucky to get something? Remember that? We were just lucky to get something. We finally got a show. Sick. You know what I mean? Like, there was a point where we were just lucky to get something, but they had like 5 years to figure this shit out, and they were just chilling. Now people are like, so where's the next one?
Well, okay, well, hold on.
You know what I mean? You had time.
I'm going to add to that really quick. I have an idea, right? So you might agree with this. Because a lot of stuff, I had this conversation with a friend who was actually on the podcast last episode, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of newer animes like Fire Force, Dr. Stone, they're ending after fucking like one or two seasons of fucking animes, right? One Piece, Dragon Ball Super
can go. Because people like you and Reed were slow to get on Fire Force. Y'all love to do the y'all love to do fanboy shit, but y'all was slow to get on Fire Force. I was telling people a long time ago, creator of Soul Eater cool, made this. How are y'all not fucking with this? Then
it was kind
of
cool. Was boring.
No, dumbass. Because when you actually catch up to where they are now, and you fucking fanboy out just like you did for One Piece, bitch, I want you to wear a two-top T-shirt with that shit. Then. That, yeah, you are.
I'm well, buy I will it for say you. This though, because it's like are people's attention spans now? Because One Piece, Dragon Ball Super, have like they've already done their thing, right? They can put out whatever the fuck they want. We'll still watch it, right? But anime is like Dr. Stone, all that shit. Like, we might not watch it. So they're like, or even fucking Demon Slayer. They're like, we better get to the fucking point very quick because these motherfuckers are going to be like, I'm going to watch something fucking else. Bro, I'm going to watch.
Okay, but when okay, Avengers let's look at Boruto right now, and you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
We have like 12 episodes. Now, mind you, we got to wait a fucking week for one episode.
It's going to be bullshit.
So it's like, yo, dog, if you're going to do this,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to drag out some useless filler for 12 episodes, that means we got 90 days of this shit. 90 days. Think about that,
that's
dog.
That's why your anime pacing to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to sit up here and, all right, 3-4 months is going to be filler. Who, when you actually understand, because now think about it, people have been watching anime for so long, a lot of people now understand the pacing of how they're even going to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand that you have 3 months coming of filler, are you really going to sit through that shit?
No, I won't.
You know what I'm saying? Are you really going to watch that? And then it's like, it's not even, it's like, okay, Bleach gave us, they went back to tell you about the visors so that shit would make sense about how,
yeah,
you know, but it made sense because it was dope fighting back then. It was other shit going on. Are any of the fighting scenes right now in Boruto with this?
No,
with,
they're not good.
They're not even good.
They're not good.
They're not good at all. So it's like,
and that I don't. Shit and, hurts and you know what's so funny? Like
that shit hurts it a lot.
I love watching like Boruto fights on like AMVs and shit like that. Like for like these filler episodes, oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't care how many AMVs. I'm not watching that fucking shit. I ain't watching
damn.
The filler. Bro, it's garbage. It's garbage.
It's not good, dog. It's just not good.
And like, I know what they can get to. And like I said, that's an attention span thing. Boruto's got a name where I'll wait. I'll wait. But like Dr. Stone, Fire Force, all that shit, I won't wait for it. I Bro, won't.
And Fire Force has I'll go back to Dr. dope Stone. Fighting scenes. They yeah. have dope fighting scenes in there. And even when they go back and do that lore, we're not sitting in 8 episodes of filler shit.
You're 100% right.
So that's why I'm like, you know, I'm like, it's hilarious
yeah.
the way that, you know, people pick and choose the bullshit. Where I just be like, yo, though. Just cut the bullshit. Just cut it off.
I agree with you.
It's just kind of boring.
Let's talk about another new anime.
You said the same thing about One Piece.
You did.
I said the same thing about One Piece. What the fuck you
I've
say?
Literally never heard you say One Piece and then not follow it with pacing. I'll wait.
It's bad.
All right, then.
It's really
bad. It's boring.
It's really bad.
Sorry.
But what did you say now?
I've literally never heard you say the words One Piece without somehow following with the pacing sucks.
What was you just fanning out about? Exactly.
That they're going to speed up the pacing because Toon Town should be crazy.
No. They didn't speed up the pacing. None of that shit.
You said it was going to be a cartoon.
Bro.
If he turns Looney Tunes,
obviously that's
he
what, better that's be always you can't play that. The game and do the podcast at the same time because you haven't been listening.
No, I haven't listened.
We talked about this.
I haven't listened.
You said the nigga fruit. And then you got excited. So what the fuck are you talking about?
No, I got excited over Looney Tunes.
Man, shut up.
Toon Force.
He said Toon Force Towers. I'm actually going to watch it now.
Now?
Crock of shit.
Yeah, but I'm going to skip a bunch of shit and just go to Toon Force because it sounds lit.
We're not going
to
get Toon Force energy for another fucking year probably.
Oh, yeah. So I'm good till then.
You're good.
Yeah. I'll wait.
Another movie I want to talk about is the Jujutsu Kaisen. You saw
it. I haven't gotten to watch it. I didn't want to watch it so fucking bad. Oh my God.
Sure you do.
And now, I'll get the link tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you find the super fucking link, you let me fucking know. It's not out there.
It's not. It's dope.
But okay, like, yeah. So it did more. It did better than Mugen Train. First week.
Like Mugen Train really wasn't popping until we seen a Hirasha die. Let's be real. It was a lot of, this is kind of cool. When y'all going to start showing us when they about to really get down? Why, you know, because y'all in this dream state for a nice while.
Yeah.
Y'all in this dream state for a nice while. As advanced as we know Tanjiro to be, it's like, bro, you know this is a dream.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Get that shit together.
So now, you think this is going to propel Jujutsu Kaisen to take it to the top? Like
fuck
it is,
yeah. Bro,
it is like
Jujutsu Kaisen is going to, in my opinion, it's going to be one of the ones we talk about
when for years.
People get hyped about
for like fit, One Piece. Yeah.
People still hyped about Boruto. I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen is gonna blow past Boruto.
Of course.
I feel like it can rival at least the mania and the hype will rival how people get excited about One Piece because it's had time to grow also, a Logan massive Borg. Cult. You know, cult following.
So it's just gonna be
Jujutsu fuck? Has been killing out the gate.
So it's gonna be Borgasha show.
You watch Jujutsu.
I do watch Jujutsu.
Okay, then shut your ass.
But you, I just don't compare it to One Piece. Don't do that.
I'm talking about the fanfare. Listen, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's talking about the fanfare. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I give you
some. Listen,
I give you
some. Jesus Christ. Unfogging glasses, shit. My boy. Goddamn. But yeah, like Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is dope because where, like I was telling you, like where. Yeah. When like Yuta comes in this new arc, the fuck, I forget the name of the fucking arc, but like Sunkuna is finna come through and pretty much kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
And this arc coming, Yuta's finna be kind of pivotal afterwards and moving forward, even in the manga right now, Yuta's killing the game. Like motherfucker came through the new fucking Cullen game and is just whacking everybody. Then he got into a dope ass fight where three domain expansions happened. So that shit was.
I remember when that first happened. Holy shit.
Dog, like three of them happened. And when you watch the movie, you'll see why people are scared of Rika. You'll see why. And the shit that tripped me out, like in the movie, they also like get you to understand that like the reason why Yuta is so OP is because he's from the same lineage as Gojo, which was one of the three great priests that started the fucking or three great practitioners that they want to say for Jujutsu sorcerers and shit. So like he has like this bottomless fucking.
I need to see it. I need to see.
Dog, it's
I heard it's good.
Look, my girl likes the panda. On the show, and I was like, "You should just go with me to the movies because Panda's gonna be in the movies."
He's in the movie.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, dead ass.
Let's fucking see it." And I want to see it on Instagram. I didn't see it on Instagram.
This is Roses 101. How to trick your girlfriend into anime?
I didn't see it on Instagram though. Hey, I love seeing Rose and his girlfriend fucking hang, dog. I love seeing y'all hang.
You know what I'm
saying? When y'all went skating and shit, that made me so fucking happy, dog.
He says trick him because Reed has a hard time getting his girls to actually watch fucking anime. He has to literally strap him down in a fucking straitjacket and be like, "You're watching the fucking show."
No, I actually fuck a lot of girls that watch One Piece. It's fucked up. I'm like, oh, so you're boring.
Well, tell them that you know.
But that's why I don't keep them.
Tell you know what, Reed. You know what? Here's one key to get laid now. Tell them you know Toon Force, and they'll be like, oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, you know they get wet.
They'll get wet now. Immediately. They'll get wet now.
I'm like, I'm gonna hit it with the Toon Force, baby.
Jesus,
I can do anything on it.
Yo, the last thing before we wrap up.
I can do anything on it.
Last thing before we wrap up.
Toon Force on his dick.
Man, shut your ass.
With that nigga, come get some nigga fruit, baby.
Last thing.
Shut your ass.
Oh, actually, really quick before this One Piece, really quick. Have you heard the things that Zoro is racist? Have you heard that?
What?
You ever heard that?
Well, you need to cover that.
Have you heard that? No, you haven't heard that, right? Have you heard that? No, at all? No.
How is he a fucking racist?
Every person he's ever just like killed and destroyed in One Piece happens to be black. I'm telling you what it is.
What?
Telling you what it is. Dog, that's what the community thinks.
What?
All right, what it
who
is.
Are these people that's black that he destroyed? Name them.
Oh fuck, dog. Okay, you're gonna okay.
I'm like, come on. I'm like, so what? Come they, on, we're running with this.
Side
I'm like,
characters.
Maybe I'm like, man, I'm like, if they're side characters. They're like, what the fuck?
But if they're all black,
but if they're all black, watch, how many black people did we watch Luffy drop a fucking fist bomb on mixed in with other people?
Okay,
and nobody said Luffy's a bogan racist.
I get it. No, I get it.
Come on, dog.
So what everyone believes that a lot of the fish man, right, are they are portrayed as, you know, like the Namekians, right? Killed Arlong in fucking the first fucking order.
The fish dudes in the first season was tearing shit up. So you mad that Zoro had to defend
I'm just saying.
I'm like, this is a crazy, idiotic clickbait rant.
I love it.
It really is. Because I'm like, Luffy packed out they boss in a bunch of them niggas. Nobody saying Luffy racist. Nobody saying Nami's racist.
But who else is Zoro?
Wait,
they packed white people too?
Down there,
they packed white people too, though?
Yes.
But they're saying Zoro hasn't.
So what are y'all saying?
I'm pulling up a video really quick.
I'm just curious. I'm just saying. For the equality sense, they're saying he hasn't, though.
I'm like, so are y'all? Do y'all think he's racist towards Asians? Because he's cutting motherfuckers up in Wano.
He might be. People are self racist.
But I'm saying
I gotta do my research on
I'm just saying. Clickbait is just getting out of control.
But the point was because
I don't know. I don't watch enough One Piece. But I'm just saying, is it just black people or is, you know? I would like to see a compilation.
I'm going
to
send you a compilation.
I would like a compilation of all the people Zorro's packed. I would like to check the facts.
Last thing before we wrap it up really quick.
Nobody.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The Tekken anime that's dropping on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I want to talk about that.
We were wondering if you knew.
I'm
about
actually
it or
excited
not.
About it. I've heard about it. I don't know
so
much
you
about
haven't
it.
Haven't seen the trailer.
I have not seen the trailer. But let me say this: the movie was cool. That's one of the few video game movies I kind of like was the Tekken one. It's kind of cool. So was the King of Fighters one. But they're like really small movies, and nobody cared about them.
So see, the way they're doing the Tekken, I hope they bring back Street Fighter and actually push it.
So okay, all it's not fully through. Together. No, it's not fully together. I'm but just Akuma saying, like, is no Akuma's canon.
Right, he was like they made sure he was like canon a long time.
They
ago.
Have to start. They have to start there.
But
I wish they would start there
because he was a student before Ryu and Ken.
So no, I'm like, saying no. Akuma's canon in Tekken. Now
he's canon in Tekken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's different.
No, he's actually canon in Tekken. Right. I'm like, so okay, Akuma got added to Tekken. He's every character in Tekken is considered canon. Noctis is there.
And not so this from not, fucking Final
is in
Fantasy.
Tekken, yes. Also, what? Also the mayor from Walking Dead is in there.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and also some like governor got put in there, some like Swedish Jesus governor. But they're all canon. Akuma actually had a relationship with Kazuya's mom at one point, and they had a deal where like she had to kill Hihachi, so he comes in and tries to kill Hihachi, the main storyline.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's fucking hard. It's super sick. The anime is probably gonna be sick because the story's sick. It just depends on who's doing it, but like realistically the story's there. I mean, it would be super sick to see Kazuya, you know, get hit the devil for him, see Jin hit the devil for him, see Heihachi beating Heihachi, throwing people off mountains.
But how dope would it be for us to get a Street Fighter anime with this level of animation now?
Now? Oh my god.
I'm not talking about the
old
shit.
The thing.
I'm talking about now.
It's tight if we don't do this whole
If we don't do what?
Here's the thing. Street Fighter storyline's janky sometimes. Like, the whole Dark Hado thing is kind of gay. Like, I like it if they follow the storyline of the anime, the cartoon, the original cartoon. But that whole Dark Hado, like, weird shit, it's
like, well, what's the deal with that?
Because it's like, okay, think about it like this. There's a multiple storylines in Street Fighter. There's the whole Sagat thing, right? The tournament where fucking Sagat and Ryu end up fighting, and then he gives him the scar. Mm-hmm. There's the whole Dark Hado thing with Bison. And then there's, you know, the whole Charlie's death thing, and then Charlie comes back. And then there's, like, a lot of new characters in Street Fighter. It's, like, it's like weird, and, like...
But I think, like, Charlie's death and, like okay, like, I feel
the
like
the story can be cool. It's just, like, weird when they decide it to be. It's, like, weird. Like, sometimes it's super sick. Like, the cartoon was sick.
Okay, but okay, like, okay. So, like, when you talk about, like, Charlie, I feel like Charlie is something where they need to incorporate why Guile has went off.
They didn't put Charlie in anything. That'd be sick.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
at all.
I'm like, if like, they actually take the time, dog, to flush out a dope anime, then the flashbacks episodes could be why you introduce Charlie when he pops up randomly, or what happened to him and all of this shit. And they also make that shit make sense with the Dark Hado.
No, there's ways to make it make sense and make it tight. You know what's crazy?
To intertwine everything.
You know the one time they made it tight and it's weird? The one time they made it tight and it's super weird is the YouTube movie they did with Street Fighter and Power Rangers. It's kind of actually hard.
Oh my god, you still talking?
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. But I mean, I don't know. If Tekken is done right, it'll be tight. I would love if they included Akuma. I would love if they explained the mayor and Noctis more because they're supposed to be canon. I don't know how, but every character that's added to Tekken, they say they add for a reason.
How the fuck Final Fantasy is?
I'll show you the trailer after. It's amazing. It's like it's really sick. He's nasty in Tekken. But yeah, like I definitely cannot. Do y'all know who's doing the anime?
I'm not sure what studio's doing it, but I think it might be dropping around summer.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
Or at least like in the next month.
Tekken is a good story. Tekken is a better story than Street Fighter technically for an anime, I feel like. Like Street Fighter's story is very like, here's a fighting game. We need a reason for people to be fighting. Like, you know, and then I don't even want to say this. My mouth hurts just thinking about saying it. Do you remember the last Street Fighter movie?
Now we talk movie. We talking about the anime.
I know, but I'm just saying. Do you remember?
I mean, it was as bad as the fucking
pause.
Mortal
what
Kombat
are you thinking about?
Movie
Which
that
are
we
you
got?
Thinking about?
I'm thinking about the one with fucking in the 90s. Jean-Claude Van Damme. That shit was fucking
that's
terrible.
That's not what I'm talking about.
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
There was a live action after that.
Isn't that fucked up? You don't even remember.
Oh, you know what's funny? I remember that, right? But the first one was so bad, I didn't even want to go down that road again.
Here's the thing. Y'all know me. I'm a big Street Fighter fan.
You are.
So they said there was going to be a Street Fighter movie, you know? What was that to do but buy tickets?
That's why Reed was so hard on Mortal Kombat.
So me and my brother... Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Because
Mortal Kombat fan.
Yes, because they fucked me. They fucked me two times in 1 year. They just kept repeatedly bending me over and fucking me in entertainment. No. You don't know what the fuck happened to me. I bought tickets to that, followed by Avatar The Last Airbender. Fuck you. I got hurt so fast.
I was so happy when I got them tickets for me and my girl to watch the Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, I got hurt so bad. So here, pause. Here's the thing. The last Street Fighter movie was Street Fighter The Rise of Chun-Li. So let me say this. Ryu and Ken are not in it. It had been since the 90s since we had a Street Fighter movie. Ryu and Ken are not in it. Let's start there. Second off, Yoon is in it, which I love Yoon and his brother's in it. But like, again, they don't look like them. They don't act like them. They don't do none of the moves. So why the fuck are they there? You just said they were there. Chun-Li's there to talk about Gen, which again is a character nobody remembers, the old nigga. But again, I love him because I'm that deep into it. But nobody gives a fuck about Gen. There's no Blanca. There's no E Honda. Bro, it was literally them against Bison's team. And here's the thing. They got the nigga for Black Eyed Peas, Taboo. To play Vega.
Wait, what?
You heard what I said.
I heard what you said.
I heard exactly what the fuck I said.
I'm in it. I'm zoned in on
They were enough. Fucking us. They were looking at Street Fighter and pulling their dicks out and fucking us. They didn't care about us. They didn't care about us at all. They literally have never picked up a stick in their fucking lives. There was no way.
That shit sounds bad.
Nigga, sounds bad? You need to watch it because it's so bad.
No, you need to
feel that pain.
No, I don't.
You need to understand what real pain is.
Your fucking self.
You need to know. You need to know. It's so bad, I suggest everybody watch it once and then throw it away, burn it, and send an email. It needs to happen.
Just take your word for it. I'm quite
It's literally the worst movie ever. In saying that, I don't trust nobody no more with my don't touch my Street Fighter shit. Don't touch it. Y'all keep fucking up, okay? It's already hard. Look, if we just did a movie with Seth, Street Fighter 4, that movie would have been fire. But no, we got to go back to Bison, and we got to get the nigga from the Black Eyed Peas, and we got to get some weird-ass shit, and we got to talk about Chun-Li. Chun-Li, nigga? Why are we talking about Chun-Li? There's not even a tournament. This is before the tournament. They were trying to start a whole series. And we would get Ryu and Ken.
Y'all hear how mad this man is? That's why I said I ain't want to have to go down that road.
We would get Ryu and Ken. How we have a Street Fighter movie 25 years later, we have Ryu or Ken. Neither. I get Ken. They leave Ken out because Ken Masters spent time in America away from Ryu. So Ryu was traveling. I get it. Cool. Do that. Do the story of Ryu. Do the story of Akuma. Do the story of Sagat. Do the story of literally any main cast character. Why the fuck Chun-Li? Why do I need to see Chun-Li on the police force? I don't care. I don't care. And on top of that, it didn't end with Chun-Li. Yeah, she was mad about her dad dying, but Ryu and Ken had the motherfucking muscle, and that's how the shit ended. Why the fuck are we talking about Chun-Li? Why?
You're right. I mean, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Nigga, I spent money. I waited months. I went in that theater and I walked out 30 minutes in.
I'm just hoping when they bring back Bleach, it's not a fucking flop.
Have you ever gotten a refund on a movie?
No.
Have you ever been mad enough to go back to the front and say, I want my money back? I did it twice.
I'm scared to ask that.
In a year. I hate that I had to do it. But you're not doing me that with Street Fighter.
They give you your money back, though.
Yes.
They did, actually.
I left 30 minutes in. Yes.
Oh, you got to leave
early. Okay. Yeah, I left way early. Oh, my God, I was out.
I thought he was going to fuck.
I thought he was.
Are you fucking serious?
No, I'm for real. Yeah, and I got the money back.
Damn.
I was not playing at all. These movies were so bad. I stood up not even a quarter way through.
I remember when the last Avatar Airbender shit, I was like, this is fucking terrible.
No, and you want to know the fucked up part? Guess what happened right after that? Guess what happened literally right after that? Guess what happened right after that? Evolution. How the fuck? What? Nigga. It was like every nerd's asshole was gaping for a straight year. They just fucked us. They fucked us over and over again. It was like nobody picked up a book. It was like nobody. Nigga, Dragon Ball Z has a whole TV series and mangas. And nigga, there's a lore. Why is Goku in high school? Tell me why Goku's in high school. Give me a reason. I'll fucking wait.
You gotta ask your zaddy. I don't fucking know.
No, that's not my zaddy. Don't do that. Am I Shyamalan? Don't you dare. Am I Shyamalan? Don't you fucking dare. Don't you ever dare. Fuck that.
I don't know.
So, wrapping it up really quick. Let's talk a tag on Titan real quick before we wrap it up.
True.
We are really close to the fucking end now. I'm really happy with the pacing. You know who I'm really sad about for Attack on Titan?
Who?
Connie?
Connie.
Dude, that fucking guy's been through some shit, dog.
Yeah,
dude, his mom was a Titan. He was gonna fucking make her back to human. Then he had to kill his homies. Yeah, Flock is the shit too. Flock was a motherfucker, dog. He was like fighting. He fought Reiner. He fought Annie. He fought Flacco, whatever his name is, who was the new Jaw Titan. He was holding his own. I was like, damn. I might be a Jaegerist to fucking join his motherfuckers. He was fighting them. You know what I mean? He believed in what he believed in. But like I said, I'm excited for Attack on Titan. I'm mad that we're not seeing more of Eren in the rumbling, though. Like, I want to see more of that. But I know that's not in the manga, though. People say that you don't see Eren a lot towards the end.
Yeah, you don't really see him.
Which pisses me off, dog. That makes me so mad.
Yeah, because I feel like they're still trying to highlight people that we really haven't really been fucking with like that. Because we've been more so focused on, like, Eren and...
Yeah,
the him seizing all the fucking power and putting.
And I haven't seen you since a lot. Like, what did you think about like the whole revelation with, you know, the founding Titan? That whole scene with him.
I was just so glad to find out that he was like, "Are you fucking serious? Did you really think I was gonna go with your euthanization?"
That was hard.
I was like, "My man, Eren Gee,
yes, boy,
you was." I was like, "Boy, you let me down. Yeah. You let me down, Eren. You let me down, bro. You ain't here talking this euthanization shit. I'm like, everybody don't want their balls clipped.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah,
no, they don't want their coochie snatched out. Ain't nobody want to deal with this.
Yeah."
Come on now.
And that's why I'm like, yo, fucking kill those motherfuckers. You know, I'm so down for that because they were fucking.
Bro, I was like, I'm with you the whole way, dog.
I'm all the way.
Yo, y'all just trying to create a utopia for y'all.
Yeah, dog.
You know, like, and y'all didn't do nothing.
And I think it's hard as fuck. Like, I think Eren as a villain, protagonist, like whatever you want to call him, it's hard. It's fucking.
I think it would be kind of hard to call him an anti-hero.
He's an anti-hero, dog. He is.
I don't.
Dog, he's about to murder a motherfucker. He's about to fucking.
Hey, I'm like, because they're gonna come.
I know.
Is Killer B killed?
I know, but that makes you an anti-villain. Like, makes you an anti-hero. Shit,
I guess so. Because one of my favorite fucking comic characters is Spawn. So I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to go.
We'll do a whole background on Attack on Titan. The final. They're gonna do an anime only ending. We think movie possibly.
No. They were saying that though, bro.
Hey, where's that Gundam movie? Like,
what?
Hey, where's that Gundam movie?
It hasn't come out yet.
You mean that one, like, whack-ass movie they dropped on Netflix?
No, they were talking about a real Gundam movie.
I mean, that is a Gundam movie. Yeah.
Whatever that cartoon shit was that we seen on Netflix,
that shit was trash. What was it? Hathaway? Fucking garbage. Hey, but it's your Gundam, goddamn.
Even Gundam fans can agree there's a lot of boring ass seasons of Gundam. Don't watch Unicorn. Don't watch a lot of them.
Yeah, I liked Unicorn.
Have you watched any other season?
Iron Blood.
Iron Blood was good too.
IBO destroys Unicorn.
Unicorn was good. I'm not saying it was better, but I'm saying Unicorn was good.
It was whack. Yeah, not like IBO. IBO was crazy.
Yo, but boys, before we wrap it up, like I said, I'm so happy we all got together. This makes me really happy. There's a lot of life going on. But like I said, we're trying to get together more. Hopefully we can get together more once a week. Fucking come here, catch up, talk about anime. And thank you guys for fucking checking us out every goddamn fucking week.
You guys are amazing.
We still see y'all. So really quick, I don't like to flex numbers, but we have 11,000 monthly just listeners. It's coming.
What's the deal with Crunchyroll?
So Crunchyroll Expo is coming back this year in person. We were on the last panels of last year. I gotta start making some emails really quick, so hopefully we'll be able to do it in
because you said they wanted us back.
We have to see if we're gonna be able to come back for the next year.
Hopefully we get to see you guys.
That's out in San Jose, California. See if you guys are out there. We will see y'all. Hopefully we'll have a real panel and it's gonna be fucking lit.
Yes, sir.
A lot of fucking talk. We will see y'all next fucking week.